Now you'll notice here that he goes on to say, verse 10, to another working of miracles. Now that's to do supernatural things. That was in the apostolic age. But I think today we're seeing greater things. The Lord Jesus says, greater things than these shall ye see. Now when he was here and he spoke a word, and a person is converted, like the woman at the well and like Nicodemus, I don't marvel at that. But when I speak it, or you speak it, and somebody's saved, that's a greater work. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. Now, prophecy means to declare the will of Christ. That is, the word of God. Preach the word, Paul says, the young preacher. And that's what we need to do today. And then trust the Spirit of God to use it. To another, a discerning of spirits. That is, to distinguish between the false and the true. And I'm convinced I do not have that gift at all. I've been taken in more than any preacher's ever been taken in by individuals. I've trusted certain men. I thought they were genuine. I have certain officers, certain preachers. And my, they've let me down horribly. I've been deceived by them and found that they were liars and that they were dishonest. And I thought they were wonderful. And you do find people with discerning spirit. Now, I don't want this word to get out, but my wife is a great help to me in that connection. She tells me, well, you be careful there. Be careful about this individual, or I think this one is a very wonderful person. Well, she's generally right, and I'm generally wrong. Discerning of spirits. Now, will you notice? And another, divers kinds of tongues. Now, divers is not there. Kinds of tongues. What are kinds of tongues? Unknown? No. You don't find that in the Scripture. These are tongues that are spoken. My friend, without trying to invent an unknown tongue today, there's enough tongues that are left that we need to get the gospel in. They ought not to waste our time going la, 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 and ba, ba, ba. Let the sheep go ba, ba, and let us try to get the Word of God into one of these languages today. That's the important thing. And that's what he's talking about here. Now, verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, the Holy Spirit is sovereign in this. But I do think that we have a right to covet or pray for the best gifts. And that's what he's going to tell these Corinthians. They're all on a very low level. And he's trying to get them up to a spiritual level. And to get away from, they were all hipped on the tongues movement, and that was their hang-up, and that's exactly why this section is here. You see, he's correcting things that are wrong in the Corinthian church. And that church was wrong, friends, regardless of what you might think. That church was very far off.